If you can recall, President Ndayishimiye's slogan during the campaign was "Turi kumwe twese birashoboka," which means in English, "If we are all together, it's possible." So he has kept the same slogan. Therefore, it is for this reason that he is mobilizing everyone in Burundi and outside Burundi around this ideal. Basically, the president considers journalists as a significant segment of the population. In other words, the head of state resets the counters to zero and wants journalists and media houses to bring their contribution.
There's a host of Burundian media houses that were closed, and their journalists fled into exile, accused of playing a role in the 2015 alleged attempted coup. I am talking about the owner of Bonisha Radio and also the CEO of Iwacu newspaper. Will their situation be discussed at today's meeting?
I think that it will be up to the National Communication Council to analyze the matter.
As you know, in 2018, the Burundian government, under the late President Pierre Nkurunziza, banned VOA and the BBC. The government also prohibited local and foreign journalists operating in Burundi from directly contributing to the VOA and the BBC. Will today's meeting also cover the VOA and the BBC ban?
Mr. James Batty, I consider myself in a very bad position to give you details about which media house will or will not be invited to discuss its situation with the council.